You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now on RNIB Connect Radio to get active. Yes, get involved in sport. But how do you do it when you're blind and partially sighted? What sports are available out there? And how can you try them out before you actually decide to go for them? Well, if you live in the Lancashire area, there's an opportunity for you. And joining me to tell us more about this event is from Thomas Pocklington Trust, Engagement Manager for the Northwest Region, Kelly Barton. Kelly, thank you for joining us.
Hiya.
Before we kind of dive into the actual event itself, this is organised by the Sight Loss Council in Lancashire. Can you tell us what Sight Loss Councils are?
Yeah, so Sight Loss Councils, they're funded by Thomas Pocklington Trust, and they're basically like regional groups of, they're led by blind and partially sighted volunteers. So it's people who like use their lived experience to shape like inclusive services, to influence decisions, and just basically to ensure that accessibility is, you know, part of local communities.
Sport is obviously one of major points that blind and partially sighted people want equal access to, hence why you've organised this Let's Get Active kind of multi-sport taster event. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so we recognise that blind and partially sighted people are less likely to have a go at, you know, sport or physical activity. So we've organised a Let's Get Active Day, which is what we call it. It's basically a multi-sport day where we're inviting blind and partially sighted people to come along and to have a go at a range of different sports, really, in an environment where that, you know, they'll feel comfortable and there's plenty of support around for them to give it a go. And we know the benefits that getting active and getting involved with some kind of sport can have. You know, it's a really positive effect. It can improve your mental health, your well-being, and just your overall health. So it is really important.
Now, there's many sports that we've talked about that blind and partially sighted people can take part in. What sort of sports will be available to try on the day?
So on the day, we've got everything from, we've got things like blind baseball, goalball, we've got tennis, football, and then we've got things like, so one of the local sight loss charities, Galloway's, are coming along and they're bringing their showdown table. We've got someone coming to deliver chair yoga, boccia. So what we've tried to do is to find a range of sports that will be suitable, you know, for lots of different people. So if you're not as used to being really, really active and wanting to do something like, you know, blind baseball, where you've got to move around quite a lot, we've got things like the chair yoga that will hopefully, kind of balance it out a little bit. So there's something for everyone.
Now, if people would like to come to this event or sign up, first of all, when is the event? What are the sort of running times and how can people register?
Yeah, so the event is taking place on Saturday, the 18th of October, and it's going to be at Blackburn Central High School, obviously in Lancashire. And it will start from 10 a.m. and finish at 4 p.m. Obviously, people can just drop into part of the event or attend all day. We'd love to see people attending for the full day event because it means they'll get the biggest opportunity to have a go at a range of sports. And we've built some time for people to enjoy kind of just socialising as well. So even if you just want to come along and just see what's going on and have a listen and a look and just get a feel for the sports, you don't actually have to join in if you don't feel up to that yet. We realise that things like this are a journey, but the best way for people to kind of register onto the event is to go onto our website, which is sightlosscouncils.org.uk, and our event is advertised on there, and you can just hit like a register button, and yeah, that's it, really, really simple.
Is there anything people need to bring with them to the event?
Not really, just being comfortable clothing, and we've said if people can bring along a packed lunch with them, that would be really helpful because obviously we're in a school environment. We will provide some refreshments like drinks, but if they could bring kind of packed lunch food along, that would be great. And also just to say, if everyone who books on the event could keep in mind that this is a nut-free event. So because of people with allergies, we're just asking people not to bring any nut products into the building.
If people would like to contribute to the great work done by the Sight Loss Councils and would like to maybe volunteer for their local Sight Loss Council, whether it's in Lancashire or elsewhere, how can they do that?
So again, you can visit our website, which is sightlosscouncils.org.uk, or we have got a Facebook page for Sight Loss Councils. And if you go onto there and comment, or contact us through Facebook, you can get involved.
Excellent. Well, good luck for the forthcoming Let's Active event, and hopefully you'll get plenty of people to give sports a go. That's quite a fantastic opportunity, so do take advantage. Kelly Barton, Engagement Manager for the Northwest at Thomas Pocklington Trust, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.